Öyle de. Ağzı kızın leğünde ko şehirde lekizin dağında karışı var esene. Le dengeye bari esirciden le'den cebu ne bari dediği de leke oletini cebaletini cebu diki çöğede ta ceba cima da gevale cebaletini mikeva duma ceyo mares. Le mikeva cebaletini cebu duma çöğede ta cebari ma da le mikeva cini cebu ne deletini cebu diki yöğede yo mares. Cina le reyosu son ne bari esirci o duşu. Dedini le reyosu son ne bari zaten le Lady Pell Chevari, said that, then he gave Java Chunjunj Mother Magina, D. Jebu Cheva, and Jebu Chimbu, Dungabotman, when you were in Guri S. Ashina. And then, Angie Givigi Java Chunjunj Mother Majabana, D. Jebu Digi, and the bottom of Jachimbu, Yunguri S. United in the Yori S. Lay Pell Cheva in this year. Jesse. And Lay Majaba, Micheba, said that, Legi, and to give Gawa Majabana, D. Jebu. Ne tebu diki yaya yomares. Hansi mige wa majeba ina, ne nunga yaya yomares. Cina dini ya da le majeba di, kyu masaba ne tebu yaya yomares. Le majeba majeba reyes. Ta le, cik kyu misa wa reyes. Ta cik, sosuke kiwi java cik kiwa chuba ina, kiwi lechi chuksa ne di tebu di ta, cik nyongre ma to chum, kiti ina, du cik la, du sio ta kien na, tenzi chaya di, tebu diki di, inci mi cik nyongre yas, di manyaya yomares. Ta, Migawa China Le Migoji Jebaina, Tan Le Migawa Dinbo Toshi Topji Shabaina, Tan Tibutumaya Marwa, Tan Yimbo Topji Mashawa Shabaina, and Pedina Nimichi Tusichilia and Kora Kienna Chasan Chen do that, Jebu Tumati Yungri Essay, that Le Jeba, Shumisawa Yes and Kazan the D called Ma Chiki or Toshin Shisare.
Good evening. The last time, we started to look at the important presentation on karmic cause and effect. And we looked at the first section of the text, which is was a presentation on the four general characteristics of karma. So we looked at these four general characteristics of karmic cause and effect. And the first being that it, from virtue, it is definite. From virtuous causes, it is definite that a happy result or this pleasant results will follow. Moreover, from non-virtuous causes, it is definite that suffering results will follow. And secondly, we looked at how from a small karmic cause, a far larger or a great karmic result can follow. And it can, this can come about through regular repetition of something one sees as insignificant. And thirdly, we looked at how one does not meet the karmic results for if one has not created those specific causes. So therefore, if there's a specific result one wants, one must accumulate those causes. And fourthly, that the karma that one has created, it doesn't dissipate. Just because it hasn't ripened over an extensive period of time, it still carries that potential to ripen, unless it has been purified. So these then were the four general characteristics of karma, and we looked at this last time. So we'll continue then in the text. We now, having looked at the general characteristics, we'll come to the specific characteristics, in particular, that of the 10 paths of action. So in the text at the very bottom of page 121, we see here that this second major outline, so we looked at the first, the general characteristics, now we come to specific characteristics. There's two points, the principal teaching of the 10 paths of action, and then secondly, establishing actions and their effects.
Zada lelam chusedi, dene gawal sun yoresi nen, donane sun yore, denje nana sun yoresi wada, lelam chusedi, donane sun yore, anide, anichiki di du kore ya, ne bandudnagi sepe, denje nana sun yoresi.
The source of this material is in the sutras, so the teachings from the Buddha, as well as the shastras, the commentaries by the great Indian pandits.
So
the top of page 122 is the first of those two outlines, the principal teaching of the 10 paths of action, and this has three sub-outlines, the first being is the presentation, establishing that these 10 paths of action were taught by the Buddhas from the sutras as well as from the shastras. So you have first generated certainty concerning the ways of actions and their effects through the understanding that happiness and suffering are certain to occur as effects of their specific causes, that karma increases greatly, that you do not meet with anything you have not created, and that karma does not dissipate. Now, which actions should be adopted and which rejected?
Tomar ngeba ni tambo ti hago ya bo hago ba chi gure so da tomar ngeba ni ne lando cha jin ji tambo gan ne sa go re an de ni ha go ni de lando ba pang ya de nyam su le ya gan ne che go re sa su go ba da da du chi ne ba ji ge jo ngo su de me de ni chi jian gan ne che go re sa ji ko de ti wa ru cha go ba da bin ne le dang di ri ba di sen de jin ya che ba da le sa ji ji
In English, the order is just a little different, so we're going to start in the middle of the second line. That happiness and suffering are certain to occur as effects of their specific causes, that karma increases greatly, that you do not meet with anything you have not created, and that karma does not dissipate. So this here presents the four general characteristics of karma that we looked at last week and are mentioned already in brief tonight. So they're just being recapped here. Now we go to the first sentence, or the first line. So you have first generated certainty concerning the ways of actions and their effects through this understanding. So now one has reached at the point which we have, that one has studied the first four pages, first four points, and now has this understanding. Now through this understanding, a question will come. Now we move a little bit further on. Now, so this is what would come to mind, having learned those four general characteristics of karma, or having come to this understanding, now which actions or which karma should be adopted and which rejected?
That Dunga Yang, the Gutinish, Ledens, Yungures, Hawkwind, Chesa Dunga Midio Banza, Dunga Gutipa, Bangwuris, Dorwuris, or rather. Then Glee can still let Digi Yungures, if it is pa, Ledinish, let you Digi Yungures, Adus, and Hawkwind, digi deba za digi duye ke yu ane kewa su langu kuri esach de sungor wada dana yinbo dire da.
So the essence of these of this first part that we're looking at here is that now that one has come to an understanding of karmic cause and effect, then various questions will come to mind to understand that karma is definite, that it increases greatly, and that one will not meet results if one has not accumulated the causes, and that the causes accumulate will not naturally waste away or dissipate. So understanding this then, there are certain results I do want to experience, so therefore those results of happiness, they must have their own causes. So what are those causes that I need to then accumulate so as to achieve my desired results? So that is this term adopt. What are the causes I should be adopting? And likewise, not wanting to experience any problems or difficulties, what are the karmic causes that I need to avoid accumulating? And that is the meaning of the word rejected. So therefore, having come to understand the presentation of karmic cause and effect, what is it that I should be engaging in and what should I be avoiding? Continuing in the text, in general, the doorways for engaging in good conduct and faulty conduct are determined as three. Although not all virtues and non-virtues are the three doors, are included in the 10 paths of action, the Blessed One, summing up the essential points, stated the more obvious or coarser virtues and non-virtues, the main basis of misdeeds being the 10 black paths of action.
Then
So looking at the sentence, in general, the doorways for engaging good conduct and faulty conduct are determined as three. So good conduct we could call virtuous conduct or wholesome conduct, and faulty conduct we could call unwholesome or non-virtuous. And there are three pathways or doorways by which one accumulates either a wholesome or unwholesome conduct. And these three are those of body, speech, and mind. It's through behavior, a wholesome physical behavior, speech, or mental activity that one accumulates wholesome or virtuous or good karmic causes. Likewise, it's through our unwholesome or our faulty karmic causes are also accumulated either through physical behavior, through verbal behavior, or through our way of thinking. And there are no other doorways. So there are two karma is primarily wholesome or unwholesome, and there are only three ways that it can be accumulated through our body, our speech, and our mind. So if those karmic causes accumulated through physical, verbal, or mental behavior are wholesome, then results of happiness will follow. And if that karmic conduct through our physical behavior, our speech, or our way of thinking is unwholesome or non-virtuous, suffering is what will result. So these are fixed. There are only these three doorways or pathways through which karma can be accumulated, whether wholesome or unwholesome.
And in the other, Gosum ji gay mege, tam che lelam jur, jur madujang, so that, Chesadan and the Gosum ji gay mege, lelam tam che sit there, Manzuke, Luju con and Agu con and Sapi Mikawa, then it gave a shi chagua, then it ye Luju con and Sapi gave a sum chair, the ye con and Sapi gave a sum chair, gave a ju, the nigger gave a ju, the like gave a lelam juicy or a gave a lelam juicy. Then I think that I'm going to stop again, Miguel Shije, Luju when I stop at Miguel Shije, then you when I stop Miguel Sumje, this one Juotilla, and then Miguel Lam Ju Satisum. Jazada, go Sumji is or a rang to Luma Yusum when I stop again, Gavi Lam Juda, Miguel Lam Ju. And then Jazada, Luma Ju Juce, Gavi Lam Juce, and Miguel Lam Juce teacher. That in your gosum ye gave me get Tamji Lelam Jur Madujan, said then. And then Luma is me going to sub a Kawakarine, and then Luma is me going to be Gavi Lelam Juna, Dugri Vesena, Dina de Maduba your essay, Jimmy Juna, Dugo Mare, Maduba your essay. Then Luma is me going to sub a Migawa de Laya, Migavi, Luma is me going to sub a Luma is me Lelam Juna, Maduba, Antigna, Dina Maduba, Ungri essay. Jazada, Maduba, Yore, Dujang, sir, Dujang. And in that, and Maduba, and to end the mass.
So, looking at, although not all virtues and non-virtues are the three doors, are included in the 10 paths of action. So, just to first, as the translator, to repeat, this word you'll see throughout the text, action, is just the English for the Sanskrit karma. So, the translator sometimes uses Sanskrit, sometimes the English. So when we see here like 10 paths of action, it could be the 10 karmic paths. It would be the same term. So what Geshe-la said. So although not all virtues and non-virtues of the three doors are included in the 10 paths of action. So the 10 paths of action are what we are going to come to look at now in the very next section. And these are three which are physical, four which are verbal, and three are mental. And they are both virtuous and non-virtuous. So there are three physical, four verbal, and three mental parts of virtuous action, as well as the same enumeration of parts of non-virtuous action. And the question that is being addressed here is, do these two groups of ten encompass all virtuous and non-virtuous karma? And the answer is not at all. If they do not, in the 10 virtuous karmic parts of action, This does not include all virtuous karma. And likewise, with the 10 non-virtuous karmic paths, all non-virtues are not subsumed there. Previous segment, we saw that karma can only be accumulated through the body, speech, and mind, so through those three doorways, and that is definite. And therefore, these 10 virtuous and non-virtuous actions can only be accumulated by means of physical, verbal, or mental behavior. So those three doorways, that enumeration is complete, it's definite. But in terms of the 10 virtuous and non-virtuous actions, that enumeration is not complete. So hearing this then, the question that will naturally arise is, well, why 10 then? Why was this specific group created of 10 non-virtuous actions and 10 virtuous actions? Why specifically this group? So looking at this then, the Blessed One, summing up the essential points, stated the more obvious or coarser virtues and non-virtues, the main basis of misdeeds. So what the Blessed One or the Buddha did is he took the coarsest or most obvious non-virtues that beings engage in and comprised a group of 10. So this grouping 10, again, is not at all exhaustive, but rather those which are very powerful and can easily occur and bring heavy results. So that is why these two groups of 10 were created, the 10 which are non-virtuous and the opposite 10, which are virtuous, because by avoiding the one and engaging in the other, one ensures that one's future projection, one's lives to come, will be radically different than if one was not engaging in adopting the 10 virtues and avoiding the 10 non-virtues. So this is why the Buddha created this enumeration into 10, because these 10 are the most obvious and coarser virtues and non-virtues, which can have a great impact on our lives to come.
Kanamato chike dunga bato meba nyawa kyewa ya idas kyewa da dini ki kyege dunga bato meba dunga chimbo nyongo ege kyudi da kanamato be shichewa so kanamato be diba shichewa so di tebu dunga bato meba nyudu dunga shukchibo nyongo ege zidan dini za shichewa so da bena ha so chweba so chweba de lugu konya so chweba ta ane machinba lenba ta ane chi rohem cheba dini ki cheba ina zidan dini ki so chweba la dini And digi so to be lelam, chicksava and the Luju conne, so to be lelam down to lelam, lelam di sava in there, and digi got to think you watch him on our son, Niawada, Niawan Machine, Dini, Nivy to my bottom, Yongo Chagor, which is the Dineza, di so to be here, and the Kanamas or Diba, be Chimburis, Shichewa, Jibu, Chimun Yongo, Chagoras, and the Dinigi, Ida Giada, Dinetunuki, the Dinigi down on the Luju conne, Nagi conne. Iwane, the negative, diwa chimbo chan digi, and jibu dunga, bottom member, yungo yungoza, and the kanamazo, diwa pe shichewa, they said, this more shichewa said.
This expression, the main basis of misdeeds. So in terms of, so the misdeeds refers to the non-virtue. So these 10 non-virtues, if one accumulates them, they lead to intense suffering in lives to come. In particular, if one accumulates any of these 10 as a complete karmic action, and they lead to propelling a karmic imprint, propelling a next rebirth, that being a non-virtue will lead to rebirth in the lower realms. And if, so for example, if one kills, if one steals or engages in sexual misconduct, so those are the three in the 10 to do with physical behavior. If one of those misdeeds, if that resulting karmic imprint ripens at the time of death as a propelling karma, it will lead to rebirth in the intense suffering lower realms. And if that that imprint is of great magnitude, it will lead to rebirth in the hells. If it's of middling strength, it will lead to rebirth as a spirit. And if it is of slighter strength, it will lead to rebirth as an animal. So therefore, we see how these 10 non-virtues are the main basis for misdeeds, in that they are coarse and easy to recognize, they're obvious, and therefore that it's indispensable we avoid what is otherwise not so difficult to accumulate because of the strength of the potential ripening result.
Gewa dhubu uriye se chik sungo re. Tadi maa sheye de na, tadi nami sheye de chikba lunga yusum ye gewa kare se na, dikba kare lam na, bine zun shebe dikba rwa, chama jebe ki dikba, ngagi dikba rwa, ngagi dikba shi rwa, zun chama cikso ngakya shebe ki da, zun shebe dikba, chama shebe dikba, jebe dikba, dine cikso shebe dikba, ngagi shebe dikba shi de, ngagi wa shi, mika wa shi de che. That didn't mash that does the Talmas and Jagger does nothing, Nisul Mason, Antic Mar Shigoro. That Miki will lam juice. That the Niki, that Judy, Mahajim, the Korong Chasanji Tawala, and the Kiendo Tunjin Chigargar Gugure, such. Ditana, Kolelam. And the Mun thought you were so to अने न्यावाले की ग्रेस है जी जिधान शेषा मातो ता सोचे बे ता जिन माशे ता सोचे बे ले दिए न्यावाजी एक ले ले लम सैडी छाबाला कोची इंकार कर कुबूले सैडी ता मां जेशी रुच मासों ना जाइयर ताया तंग शे सुंगोरे जिसां दिने इंजादा ngandu migiwe lelam chu sayade, nam yun shiaya ngandu de, lunga yusumi migo chu de le sungo re, chu de de. Ane, giwe lelam chu sayade ya, ngandu nam yun shiaya gida, lunga yusumi migiwa chu, tokcho, gawa chu de le, giwe lelam chu sayo re, da lelam. Nam yun dang, nam yun shiaya, migiwa chu de, gawa chu sayama de, lelam sayade tangin, bishi tanguwa ma, da dine ma, da lelam sa chaya chene ko, pa chakir tango re.
You will have heard many times the statement that we need to abandon the 10 non-virtues accumulated through our body, speech, and mind, that we need to engage in virtue through our body, speech, and mind. And you would have probably expressed this many times in your own recitation of prayers or meditation and so forth. So this is something that's quite commonly expressed, that I need to refrain my body from engaging in non-virtue, my speech from non-virtue, and my mind from non-virtue. And I need to utilize my physical behavior for virtue, my speech for virtue, and my way of thinking, my mind for virtue. So this is a very common presentation in the Dharma, and you will have heard it many times, and to yourselves, expressed it many times. So let's just recap then briefly. What are these 10 non-virtues? And what are the 10 virtues? So the 10 virtues are just the opposite of the 10 non-virtues. They are the intentional refraint from the 10 non-virtues. So the 10 non-virtues, I mentioned the three to do with physical behavior. So that's killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Then there are four to do with speech. So lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, and purposeless speech. And then there are three to do with the mind: covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong views. So these then are the 10 non-virtues. They'll be looked at in more detail from the next page, or looked at individually in more detail from the next page. The purpose of this presentation to come is so that we can understand in detail what is meant by each of these non-virtues, so that we can, as we see a little higher up, what we just looked at a little earlier tonight, so that by understanding the 10 non-virtues, understanding each one well, we know exactly what we are to reject. So what does it mean? What does killing mean? What does stealing mean? And so forth. So that when we understand this clearly, we know how to reject it, and thereby we do not accumulate those causes that will otherwise lead to suffering. And so too with the 10 virtuous actions. Understanding them well, we know exactly what we should be adopting, thereby how to, through our physical behavior, our speech, our mental activity, accumulate extensive virtue that will lead to happy results in the future, to desired goals. So this then is the meaning of the 10 virtuous karmic paths, or the 10 non-virtuous karmic paths.
Just now, the name Migiwi Lelam said, Leg Lam, Lam said, and other drossa, drossa, lamgasu, lamsu. Just now, ya, and it's Sanjo Komato, Lam Komba, Solam, Komna, to Lam said, Sanjisa, ya, drossa, lam sudua. She's a dinium to Lemba Latine, or the Sanjisa, two of the lams, lam la gorba. Just now, the answer is so stupid, lady. Legi lams or Tigars and so to be laid this up, but tell a dinner as we Nasol ma drugorwa, just a Nasol draggy, Lamgal Mason, did his or tell any draw. There's just a Migiwe lazy, Luma Yusumi, Migiwe lazy, and do tell a dinner and do Nasol Kiwa, di Masava Nasol Kimas. Just that Nasol draggy, Lamgal Masona, Manjigi, Migiwe, two lady, and the Luma Yusumi, lady. Tell a
We see this term, for example, in the outline, the outline at the top of the page, paths of action or karmic paths. So let's talk a little bit then about the usage of this term path and what it means here. Because up to this point, where you will have heard this word path is in the context of the mental paths which are developed culminating in the attainment of Buddhahood. So there are those five paths of accumulation, preparation, and so forth. They're leading to the path of no more training, the attainment of Buddhahood. So this is usually where we hear the term path. And path, refer as in general society, the general usage, is a path or a road, is a way of travel. And so generally, where you generally hear this term path is in terms of these mental paths that we strive to cultivate, that will lead, will enable one to travel to the attainment of the desired destination of Buddhahood. So that's maybe you could say the etymology of the term path here. So specifically though, in terms of karmic paths or paths of action, with karma and action being the same word. So these paths of action or karmic paths, they are paths that lead to a particular destination. If the karmic path is one that is virtuous, it will lead towards the attainment of those five paths, culminating in the attainment of Buddhahood, the path of no more training. If the karmic path is non-virtuous, that leads to an undesired destination of rebirth in the lower realms. This term path is used because if one cultivates a path, one will arrive at that particular destination, at the related destination. Conversely, if one does not accumulate a particular path, one will not arrive at that destination. So in terms of the non-virtuous karmic paths, if one does not accumulate the specific non-virtuous karmic paths, one will not arrive at the destination of such paths, which is rebirth in the lower realms. On the other hand, if one does accumulate these non-virtuous karmic paths, they lead to rebirth in the lower realms. And then the opposite is the case for virtuous karmic paths. These are the ones we do want to accumulate because these lead to the paths of spiritual development. So through accumulating virtuous karmic paths, that virtuous karma, or virtuous karmic paths, these lead to the attainment of the five spiritual paths, and the fifth one is that of Buddhahood. So these are our desired destinations. So this then is the meaning of the term path in the context of non-virtuous karmic paths and virtuous karmic paths. So let's take the non-virtuous act of lying. So it's a verbal non-virtue. And the way this would normally be expressed is it's the non-virtuous karma of lying. But it can also be expressed as the non-virtuous karmic path of lying. So here, we can say that in general, really, they have the same meaning or very similar meaning. So the expression, again, that we how it's normally expressed is we talk about the negative karma of lying. So we just use the word karma. But we're seeing here in the presentation of karma that the term karmic path is also used. So in the context of lying, we could say the karma of lying or the karmic path of lying, and they would have the same meaning. Okay, so the non-virtue of lying and the non-virtuous karma of lying, these can be the same, they can be different. So let's be but clearer than what the translator just said. So the non-virtue of lying is not necessarily karma. I'll say it again. The non-virtue of lying is not necessarily karma. The non-virtuous karma of lying, this necessarily is karma and non-virtuous. So the first one, non-virtuous lying or the non-virtue of lying, this is non-virtuous, but it's not a karma. Non-virtuous karma of lying, there it is necessarily karma as well as non-virtuous.
Every consciousness,
so in our context of karma, whether there's karma being created that's virtuous or non-virtuous, but really every single consciousness itself has six components to it. There is a main mind and five omnipresent mental factors. So these six, a main mind and five omnipresent mental factors. Those mental factors being feeling, discernment, intention, mental engagement, and contact. So you have these five mental factors, feeling, discernment, intention, mental engagement, and contact, five, plus a main mind. So these six are present for every single consciousness. And if karma is created, it can be virtuous or non-virtuous, these six will be present. Let's then look at the consciousness of lying. So when one is engaging in lying, with the consciousness of lying, you'll have the main mind, as well as the five mental factors of feeling, discernment, intention, mental engagement, and contact. Lying is, by its nature, non-virtuous. It's naturally non-virtuous. So therefore, all six of these consciousnesses, the main mind and the five mental factors, are non-virtuous. Because one is engaging in lying, so the associated consciousnesses are non-virtuous. But whilst all six associated consciousnesses are non-virtuous, they are not all karma. So they're not all non-virtuous karma. All six are non-virtuous, but only one is karma. So the one that is karma is not feeling, it's not discernment, it is that of intention, and it's not mental engagement or contact. It is that mental factor of intention that is karma. All six are non-virtuous because one is lying, but only one of the six is both non-virtuous and karma, and that is intention.
Kosum ye, game ye, tamji, lele, lelem, churu, madus, dumare says. Chazadang, dunishibege, migawadina, dunishibege, migiwi, len, nala dugo marida, lelem, nala dugo maris. The madubadi, dunishibe, nerabja, de towa, duche, and de kaso reapada, and sim, dosim dingadi, chazan dunishibe, migawari, dunishibe, migiwi, lelem marida.
Going up to start of the sentence above, although not all virtues and non-virtues of the three doors are included in the 10 paths of action. So this is what we're looking at, what I'm talking about now, this particular section. So if we think, again, staying with that of lying. So when one lies, there's consciousness involved. All those consciousnesses, the main mind and the five omnipresent mental factors, are non-virtuous, because lying itself is non-virtuous. However, they are not all karmic paths or karma. That refers to just one of the five mental factors, namely that of intention. What we've seen thus far is that the karma, whether virtuous or non-virtuous, is necessarily accumulated by way of the three doors, the body, speech, and mind. And we've seen that karma and karmic paths, we can generally say, are the same thing. But if we're looking in detail at the various aspects of consciousness, there we'd only say one aspect of consciousness, that of the mental factor intention, is karma or karmic paths, and the others would be virtuous or non-virtuous, but they would not be karma. So the other four omnipresent mental factors and the main mind. So that's what we've seen thus far. Now just concluding with the paragraph. So we've looked at the Blessed One summing up the essential points, stated the more obvious or coarser virtues and non-virtues, the main basis of misdeeds being the 10 black paths of action. So black paths, it's one expression, it means non-virtuous or unwholesome karma. So these 10 are singled out because they are easy to see as harmful, and they are very commonly engaged in. So hence we have here obvious and coarse. And moreover, the result of them is suffering, and potentially intense suffering, in that they can lead to rebirth in the lower realms. Hence, the Buddha specifically chose to draw these 10 out. Now, we continue within the text. Having seen that, when they are abandoned, the most significant points are also included in those 10. He taught that the 10 white paths of action. So white paths of action, then, this is also an expression that refers to wholesome or virtuous karma. So the meaning is, as has already been presented, the Buddha taught 10 because these are clearly visible, they are obvious, and because they are so coarse. And if by avoiding them or engaging the virtuous components, then we can either avoid tremendous suffering, or we can accumulate great wholesome virtue. So it's for this reason that the Buddha summarized the presentation of karma into these 10.
On the lelam ju said na give lelam ju da migi lelam ju sung gui bi ge na gyum je di da du chin ne je du chin chen chi ju su ju re da de ne Migiwe lelam chudan, givwe lelam chusayadi no deji da tenjue kawa sung yore, lung kawa sung yore se na na tenjue kawa sung yore, zuele sung yore, eche de zuele es ndele chelong dune ni gedan migi jirikbar lege lam ni jur sung so.
So this first part of this outline, the principal teacher and the 10 parts of action, is where Lama Tsongkhapa is showing that this presentation of the 10 parts of action comes from the Buddha himself, as well as from the commentaries from the great Indian masters. So Lama Tsongkhapa has now presented this, and now he shows sources, establishing the sources. So the first is from a great pandit. So a source is the Shastra, the treasury of Abhidhamma. Categorizing the most obvious among them, he taught the paths of action as 10, virtuous and non-virtuous, respectively. The author of the Treasury of Abhidhamma is Vasubandhu, great Indian pandit. So he's saying in this verse that he, so we have in the second line, he taught, this then refers to the Buddha. So the Buddha categorized the paths of action as 10, and he categorized these 10 by drawing on what is particularly obvious. And therefore, we should understand the 10 as a general summary rather than something close to a general summary by which one can come to understand karmic, the presentation of karma, rather than being an exhaustive presentation. And these 10 are, there are 10 that are both, 10 that are virtuous, and there are 10 that are non-virtuous.
Manam sunshi yigi raptam de, ne lugi migit, wada dami, 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 dami ji, kasa. Ne lugi migit wada, miji jings, ne lelam sumbo, jida rapchang na, jansun sumbi lamni tobar gyurushi sunsu wasede, talung namje na san yedi ne sun yoreche.
This quotation then from Vasubandhu references the Buddha, so references sutras. And now the next quotation is from a sutra, the exegesis of the Vinaya. Guard your speech, completely restrain your mind, and perform no non-virtuous deeds with the body. When you purify these three paths of action, you will attain the path taught by the sage.
Not in it. Dandala, manam sunshin, yi yi raptam de, sit da angele, and the manam sunshin, agu kone, and the jigi tun tama, sisu, deni shigme, send that, dekosu, yi yi raptam de, so sugi, samanala, ya, deni, agu kone, tun tama, sisu, kuning, shigme, sebigi, samanaya, shigme, smakele, damjache, damjache, jew, jew, or esso, that the distant jigiadu, than agu kone, and migawa, shoot, sunyache. Then Luigi Mige Taj, Luigi Mige Wada, Mijijing, said the Denigi, that Luigi Conegang, Luma Yusun, because Luigi Conega, Penesocha, but Majimba Lemba, Lenchig, Royala Sawagin, Chigme, Sibi, Semki Tushin, Tushin, Kilin, Tushin, Damjas Tamuri, Essay, Dine Tamuri, Essay, Luigi Mige Wada, Mijijing, said the Yigi Rabdams, the Yi Samno, Semki Chigme, and this.
Dam Looking at the first two lines from the Buddha, guard your speech, completely restrain your mind, perform no non-virtuous deeds with the body. So this then refers to the 10 non-virtues. So guard your speech. So guard your speech from engaging in lying or divisive speech or harsh speech or purposeless speech. But it's not sufficient. It's not sufficient to only guard your speech. You need to, the second part, completely restrain your mind from doing so. You need to eventually abandon any wish to lie or to engage in divisive speech, harsh speech, or purposeless speech. And so too in terms of physical behavior, and perform no non-virtuous deeds with the body. You need to, the starting point, abandon killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. But you need to restrain your mind from even wanting to kill or to steal or to engage in sexual misconduct. So with both the verbal and the verbal non-virtues and the physical non-virtues, the initial training is to refrain from engaging in them. But the deeper training that one needs to slowly develop is to abandon the mental wish to engage in the physical verbal non-virtues. And then further meaning to completely restrain your mind is also to restrain your mind from the three mental non-virtues of covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong views. Now, the first line we have here, completely restrain your mind. So the way to understand completely means that one needs to, whilst initially one needs to restrain oneself from physical and verbal misdeeds, one needs to also restrain one's mind. But the way we need to restrain one's mind is in a manner that is stable. In other words, not sporadic. And that is the meaning of completely restrain your mind. It's in one's initial training, one restrains one's physical and verbal behavior. Then one develops one's mind so as the very wish to engage in physical, verbal, and non-virtue, one starts to abandon that. And that abandonment will be sporadic, but eventually we need to get to the point where one's mind is completely restrained. In other words, there is never the thought to lie and so forth. And by doing so, the third line, you will purify these three paths of action. So by engaging like this, training one's mind in this way, one will purify past non-virtues and refrain from accumulating new non-virtues. The final line, you will attain the path taught by this age. This then refers to initially developing the 10 virtuous karmic paths. These are the opposite of the 10 non-virtuous karmic paths. So one guards one's speech, completely restrains one's mind, and performs no physical misdeeds. And one does so training successively, purifying these paths of action. And one also does so not only from restraining, but from adopting or cultivating the opposite, the 10 virtuous karmic paths. And through the cultivation of these 10 virtuous karmic paths, one eventually leads to the accumulation of those mental paths, which lead to the spiritual development through the paths of accumulation, resulting in the final path of no more training, arising as a Buddha. Way to abandon the 10 non-virtues and to cultivate the 10 virtues is, as has been, we've been looking at all here in our Wednesday night classes on Shantideva's engaging in the Bodhisattva's way of life. It's through relying on the two friends of the practitioner of vigilance and mindfulness that one will both restrain from non-virtue and engage in the accumulation of virtue. So for this, for the skilled spiritual practitioner, they develop vigilance, being which is ever aware of one's mind. Whatever one is engaging in, whether sitting quietly or engaging in one's normal daily activities, vigilance keeps watch of the mind, watching to ensure that the mind stays virtuous, free of the afflictions. And as soon as an affliction is noted by vigilance, mindfulness immediately recalls the faults of the afflictions and brings to mind an antidote, returning the mind thereby back to virtue. So this is something that is initially cultivated for quite a period on the meditation cushion, but needs to be brought by the committed spiritual practitioner needs to be brought from the meditative cushion into their daily activity and eventually into their interactions with others. That whatever the person, the practitioner is engaged in, they are quietly, peacefully watching their own mind. Less concerned with what's happening around them, more concerned with how their mind is relating to that. With such a skill then, the spiritual practitioner can ensure that whatever they are doing, it is virtuous. Whatever they are doing is under the influence of the motivation they set themselves, the motivation perhaps of bodhicitta, the motivation to become a Buddha for the sake of others. In this way, they ensure that whatever their mind is thinking about, or whatever they are engaging in, talking to others, sitting quietly, that their mind is virtuous in accordance with their motivation. So this is eventually what one comes to, but the starting point is to ensure that the 10 non-virtues are refrained from and the 10 virtues are engaged in. So we've looked at tonight the need to use the terminology in the middle of the paragraph, the need to adopt virtue, to adopt these virtuous paths of karma, and to reject the non-virtuous karmic paths. When we see that it says we need to reject non-virtue, how to do so? One needs to abandon or reject the non-virtuous karmic paths, the 10 non-virtuous karmic paths. And when it says adopt, what should we be adopting? They're opposites, the 10 virtuous karmic paths.
And we
also saw in the verses quoted the very source for this presentation of the 10 non-virtues and the 10 virtues, and that was from the Buddha himself, where we saw this, the quotation from the exegesis of the Vinaya, as well as a quotation from one of the great pandits, Vasubandhu.
And that the Sanyi Dini Lelam Juice the Sungu Kimzen Kare Lamna, says that Miki Lelam Juice, Miguel at Benanz, that Miki Lelam Juice Eddie, and Nazi in the Mugini, Miki Vigi, and Luma use Miki Veleti, Le Judith, Chit Judila, Miki Lelam Juice. There, Ju Miki Lelam Juice, Sungu over the Kimza Karasena, Deep Echi, Shichewares, Kanama, the Diva Chambures.
We also saw the reasons why the non-virtues are presented in a group of 10. Because it's not that all non-virtue that beings can possibly engage in are included within these 10. Rather, the Buddha taught these 10 because on one hand, they're easy to recognize. They are obvious as harmful. But moreover, the engaging in any of these 10 leads to powerful non-virtue that can lead to rebirth in the lower realms and intense suffering there. So therefore, not only are these 10 non-virtues easy to recognize, but and that they are non-virtuous is readily acceptable, there is great purpose in abandoning them, because through abandoning them, one refrains from accumulating causes that will lead to immense suffering. So even if a practitioner does nothing more than abandon the 10 non-virtues, at least then they are reducing greatly the non-virtue they are accumulating. But ideally, every practitioner will engage in their opposite, the 10 virtues, because these two are obvious to recognize as being virtuous, as being beneficial. And moreover, by engaging in such virtuous activities, one creates the causes for excellent future rebirths. And excellent future rebirths are indispensable, not just because they are better than the alternative, but because they present the opportunity to continue one's progress of spiritual development, progressing towards enlightenment. So hence, Buddha taught this summary, the summary into 10. So then, thank you. We can conclude there for tonight, but if you have some questions, then certainly we can ask you questions. Then thank you. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Thank you.